Each month on All Things Considered, we turn our CD players over to you, our listeners. We try to find out what music people are thinking about and talking about. We've heard from a construction worker, a book editor, and a 13-year-old or two, among others. A few months ago, a political science professor from Baltimore wrote in to tell us he was listening to a collection his wife calls Soulful World Mix, music that crosses genres and borders. Waleed Hasboon joins us from member station WYPR in Baltimore to share some of this musical mix. Welcome.
Hi.
So let's hear from your first selection.
Well, I was walking down the high road, and this guy stops me. He just got in from New Zealand, and he was looking for mushy bees. I said, no.
This band is Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. Joe Strummer should be known to a lot of people from his work in The Clash in the late 70s and early 80s. And this album, it's from an album called Global Go-Go, which in many ways tries to embrace and express different aspects of globalization and multiculturalism. And this song is called Bindi Bhaji, which is a type of spicy South Asian okra dish. And the story recounts a narrative of a tourist from New Zealand arriving in London, and he's looking for mushy peas, a kind of quintessential British dish. Joe Strummer, the sort of narrator in the song, says, well, we don't really have that around here, in the sense that he's in a very multi-ethnic sort of immigrant neighborhood of London where they have a vast variety of all sorts of cuisines. And I think this song sort of looks at a microcosm of London, of all those types of influences and sort of varieties and spices sort of existing in one place.
Tell me, what are some of the foods he's listing?
Well, he mentions exotic avocado, ackee lassi, Somalian, wacky bassi, hummus, couscous.
Dal halal.
Yeah, and in some ways he sort of, you know, makes a kind of musical poetry of these different types of foods and cuisine.
Hmm. For those who know Joe Strummer from The Clash, it's quite a different sound.
Yeah, but in many ways, like all sorts of musicians, it relates to his own personal experience. I mean, he was born in Turkey. His father was a civil service worker for the British Civil Service. He grew up, he traveled all around and lived in different parts of the world. And so in some ways, his whole life sort of runs in that circle of many years later after, you know, being in London and being in this kind of punk band that did have its own influences from reggae and rockabilly. And this is sort of the culmination of his life. He passed away 2 years ago, of sort of reaching that kind of full global embrace.
You're a political science professor. Do you teach about globalization?
In addition to Middle East politics, globalization, sort of the cultural and political aspects. My particular specialty is the international tourism industry, and international tourism is a sort of cultural and economic activity.
Hmm. Your second selection is a bit different here. Let's hear it.
I'm just a boy, faring stranger, traveling through a world of woe. Ain't no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright land to which I go.
This song is a Wayfaring Stranger. The album is The Secret South.
This sounds like old Appalachian music.
Yeah, this band is called 16 Horsepower. And as part of the three songs I've chosen, I think they all relate to traveling and the sort of diverse experiences and crossing boundaries. What I was interested in this song is it is a traditional Appalachian folk song that many people might have heard in different versions from other folk musicians. But the band 16 Horsepower itself also might strike one as the least likely of a kind of cosmopolitan music. The band leader, David Eugene Edwards, his grandfather was a Nazarene fire and brimstone type preacher that he traveled around through Colorado with. In this band's music, you can see the diverse roots of American roots music and in this own particular version of it, which in some ways draws geographically through many different influences, ranging from Hungarian, Mongolian folk music, European, East European music and poetry. But it's also, the music spans time. In some ways, their issues and their musical instruments are something from a different time. One of the important instruments that draws in their sound is a button accordion, a bandoneon. one built in Germany in 1896 that Mr. Edwards found used in a pawn shop. So they use a lot of these sort of older instruments and try to draw in some ways a kind of antique sound that sort of evokes the history of folk music here and abroad.
An American folk sound, but you've told us that this group is actually more popular abroad.
Well, two of the band members are actually French, Jean-Yves Tola and Pascal Hubert. They're based in Denver, and they have families there and so forth, but they mostly tour all across Europe. Their albums, I think, sell probably better there. They're on magazine covers there and things like that.
Huh. So what is your final selection for us?
The final song is instrumental. It's Danse Mediterranea by Simone Shaheen and Cantara. Simone Shaheen is a Palestinian-American. He was born in northern Israel, trained there, and then came to the United States. And he's a virtuoso in both the oud, which is a kind of Arab lute, and the violin. In this ensemble, he collected a diverse range of musicians that draw on influences and expertise in classical, Middle Eastern, and Arabic music, North African, drawing upon all these different influences, I think, contrast with the Joe Strummer music. Instead of throwing them out as a sort of complex, jumbled mosaic, brings them together, weaves them together, so they have one sound. Shaheen's idea about this is creating the sound of one world, of having these musical influences and styles coming together.
You've told us you do a lot of traveling overseas. Is that where you discovered some of this music?
Some of it I discovered while I was in the United States, but I'm more likely to hear 16 Horsepower Internet Cafe in Istanbul than on the radio in, you know, many parts of the United States. I might have discovered the music here, but it embraces my career of traveling and thinking about the world and politics and tourism.
Waleed, thanks so much for sharing your music with us.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out more about the music Waleed Hasboun selected, you can go to npr.org. And if you want to tell us what you're listening to, send us an email, watc@npr.org. Please put the words listening to in the subject line and include your phone number so we can call you. And for this evening, that's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden.